All right, my first thought this morning, I guess I'm going to go with, are there differences of opinion in your household of those who are eating there that in terms of how long you keep things in the fridge? For instance, it was last Thursday night, I believe, before my wife headed to Madison on Friday to hang out with our daughter Grace for a day or so. She came back later on Saturday. She'd made some pork chops. And there were, you know, again, as we've become close to empty nesters, four of her five kids living outside the home now. And Michael, a lot of his meals he does on his own. So, you know, the pork chops kind of lasted. And and I was eating them. And there was a kind of green bean hot dish with sign of, but it was different because it had some beans in it too. So anyhow, I had one of the pork chops on Wednesday. It was still fine, I thought. My wife, I come home yesterday and she's like, "Do you have those pork chops lately?" She's like, "Yeah, as soon as I had it today, I didn't feel good." Like, how long can food like that last? It was from Thursday to, she was like, she thought that it was older than it had been. I'm like, it was just last Thursday night to Wednesday. Yesterday was Thursday, so that's a week. Anyhow, it kind of hits people differently. And I'm a person who take it as far as it can. I'm not saying my wife wants to waste, very frugal. And the way she runs her organization, Teamwork Africa, is frugal as well. But anyway, I felt bad for her. Even last night, she's like, "Yeah, I told you, my stomach doesn't feel good after that pork chop." It's the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. Today in history, in 1849, on April 10th, Walter Hunt of New York City patented the safety pin. Thank goodness he did. He immediately sold the patent rights for $100. Oh, Walter, he got ripped off. That might have seemed like a lot at the time, but oh. Ouch, that's like getting poked with a safety pin. In 1912, the luxury ocean liner, the Titanic, set sail from Southampton, England on this day on her ill-fated maiden voyage. This is the day in 1955, Dr. Jonas Salk successfully tested the polio vaccine. And on this day in 1970, 56 years ago today, Paul McCartney announced he was resigning from the Beatles. The move officially disbanded perhaps the most influential rock group in history. Okay, and finally, we close it out with our morning devotion, April 10th, from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today, let grace blow your hair back like your head's out the window. Okay, are we ready to embark on this journey? All right, let's go. Psalm 95, 4 and 5, in his hand are the depths of the earth and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Goff says, "I love it when I'm driving down the road and see a big, shaggy dog with its head out the window, tongue flapping in the wind. It seems so free to me, so unconcerned and pure. Maybe I love it so much because I used to do it as a kid. I would stick my head out the window as far as my seatbelt would let me and squint my eyes as the wind roared past, pretending I was flying like Superman or sprinting like the Flash." Goff says, "Looking back, what I love most about it was the pure feeling of being completely enveloped by the world around me. I think God created the world with so much beauty to remind us about himself, and he gave us the senses to take it all in. We'll never be able to wrap our minds around his extravagant love, so he gave us mountains and oceans and told us to go swim and jump and climb and, yes, put our heads out the window a couple of times. We'll never understand how grace holds us, so he gave us the wind and said to let it brush against our faces." In final paragraph, Bob Goff writes, "God is everywhere if we have the eyes to see him. We feel his spirit when we listen to a symphony and sense his kindness in the eyes of a newborn baby. Whenever the words we use to talk about God start to get jumbled, it's time to step outside the words and into his world. Let grace blow your hair back like your head's out the window. Today's question: as you look around your surroundings, what signs do you see of God's presence?" It's another Film Friday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, talking with our award-winning screenwriting friend, Andrea Polnasek from Chippewa Falls. And again, working on a Christmas movie in Chippewa later this year. Learn more at ChippewaFallsMovie.com, how you can be involved. Really, learn more about Andrea, her work at TheBoylanSisters.com. There's also AndreaPolnasek.com. Okay, and so, Andrea, we're talking to you, and let's just be honest with the listeners, as we always try to be, and that is that we pre-record these typically on Thursday rather than have you join me at 6:45 on Friday mornings. And so, but we're recording a number today because you're off in a film project that's not related to a Christmas movie or any movie in Chippewa Falls. What's that all about?
Yeah, I was given the opportunity to do the production design for a movie called Breaking Joy. It's filming in Columbus, Georgia. It's actually filming where we filmed The Greatest Inheritance, so I encourage the audience to go out and watch that. It's on Angel right now and Amazon. It's a great movie. But the story of Breaking Joy is about a young woman who her family gets in a car accident, actually. And while her parents are recovering in the hospital, she stays at a horse farm, and they're breaking a horse named Joy. And that process, she learns compassion, care, empathy, and just really kind of to wrestle with her own story of that sort of coming of age time in her life and her relationship with her mother. It's beautiful. And it's, for me, the first time I've ever been able to make a horse movie. So I'm excited to see what that process will be all about.
Yeah, very exciting. So now you're teaming up again with your sister, Alexandra, but maybe in a little different way than you guys typically have.
Yes, we did not write this one. This is based on a book by Lori Cluster. And Lori and Justin Overlander wrote the script. And my sister, Alexandra, is directing. I am the production designer. And I'm actually, my daughter, Isabel, is going to be my art director. So we're going to be all working together a little bit in some different roles. But it should be a really fun time together.
A family affair.
Yes.
Yeah, that is great. And so what did you like about, if I remember, that summer you shot The Greatest Inheritance in Columbus, that was around the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was. It was like we literally got like a window and got permission in the midst of lots of closures and still, you know, some quarantining, where we made Greatest Inheritance all on one set. We were all like tested regularly for COVID. We were not allowed any guests. It was a closed set. Mm. But it was the movie that we made with Jaleel White and Mina Suvari. And it was a lot of fun. We had, and it's actually one of my really happy memories because it was just such a fun experience. And it's so beautiful. We made it at this very old plantation home in Columbus, Georgia, just outside of the city. And it was just absolutely beautiful. Plus, the weather was really nice. I do remember that summer, one of the reasons we got the green light to be able to film was because it's 100 degrees in the shade in Georgia. And so no bad bacteria can stay alive. So that's how we got permission.
But it had to be such a hassle. And so to go back and go, oh, boy, we don't have all those restrictions, it'll be quite a relief comparatively. And earlier in the year, so hopefully not as hot in Georgia.
Exactly. No, it should be welcomed from our winter and also, yeah, no restrictions. So it should be a really fun experience.
Okay, so you're going to be away with that. And so, again, but all of our conversations pre-recorded. Again, we'll look to get updates further on the Christmas movie and more, but people can go to ChippewaFallsMovie.com and learn more about that. Andrew Polnasek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
21 minutes past 7 o'clock, 36 degrees. Caleb and Hava with you on the WIB Wake Up Show. And, Havo, I think one of the things when we say that we are family is trying to be open, trying to be authentic. And so right now, this is a really hard time for our family. I mentioned earlier this week that my nephew Jace, my twin nephews Grady and Jace, have a terminal condition known as PKAN. PKAN is the abbreviation. Jace has been in Gillette Children's for over 9 weeks now in the cities. And we got word yesterday that his condition is very grave, and it's very likely that he will be going home to be with Jesus soon. And so we wanted to just take a moment to pray for Jace and to pray for our family. And I think sometimes when I don't know what to pray, I just want to go back to Scripture. And so as we pray for peace, pray for healing, whether it be a miracle now or the ultimate healing of being at home and at rest with his Savior. I think, of course, of the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He is faithful. He is good, even when we don't know what he's doing or why. We can trust him.
Took me down, I swear. Life was so good, I'm not so sure we knew what we had. I'll never be the same man, I'll never feel like I felt before. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. I've had a hard time finding the blue in the skies above me. If I'm keeping it real, I've been half faking the happy they see. I may look like the same man, but I'm half the man I was. It's been a hard year, it almost took me down. But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I tried. Darkest hour you met me, so quietly, so gently. You said you never leave, and you stood by your word. So quietly, so gently, in all my pain you met me. You said you never leave, and you stood by your word. 'Cause when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried, Jesus, you were there faithfully.
As that, American credit card debt is now a record $1.3 trillion.
So maybe it's time we start canceling some streaming services.
Uh-huh.
People begin to turn grumpy at the age of 52.
Well, it's understandable. I mean, your older friends are getting discounted meals at restaurants, but you still have to wait a few years.
So that's why it is.
A family of three missing for 7 days was found alive by the U.S. Coast Guard in the Pacific Ocean.
Day one, adventure. Day seven, everyone agrees Dad's navigation app was junk.
For sure.
Yes, that family of three missing for a week was found alive out in the Pacific Ocean.
The family is safe, resting comfortably, and absolutely never doing the unplugged vacation again.
I don't blame them.
College students asked to give up their phones and other digital media for 24 hours reported withdrawal-like symptoms and mood changes.
One student even reportedly tried to scroll up. Well, every week on Fridays leading up to Mother's Day, our friends with Festival Foods have partnered with us for Mom's Night Off. You can enter at WWIB.com. And each Friday, we call one mom live on the air and order a $25 Festival Foods gift card. Maybe to get something from that dine at home deli, take a night off cooking, and two Micon Cinemas movie passes. And our winner this week we have her on the line right now is Renee from Cadott. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know it's not Mother's Day yet, but we just want to honor mothers here on the year. And I know you mentioned in your entry, it's like, you know what? Sometimes it can just get really tiring trying to figure out what to make day after day. So hopefully we can give you a little bit of a break here.
That'll be great.
Fantastic. And we'll send you to a movie as well with the guest. Who do you think you'd take with you to go see a movie?
Oh, my husband, of course.
Well, there you go. Of course. That's a good way to do it. Well, again, our friends with Festival Foods have partnered with us. We just want to honor moms all throughout the WIB listening area. So you are our nominee this week. And thank you so much for joining us on the year. Congratulations. And we'll have that $25 Festival Foods gift card for you and two Micon Cinemas movie passes so you can get a well-deserved night off.
Nice. Thank you so much.
You bet. Renee from Cadott, our latest winner, thank you so much and congratulations. You can enter too, friends. We're doing this every Friday leading up to Mother's Day, WWIB.com. Just look for the contest section or the Festival Foods Mom's Night Off banner. We are messengers, faith, hope, love. WWIB, we are family. One of the things I love about God is his providence and his providential timing. As I was just about to come on the air and say, hey, Single Mom Saturday officially starts tomorrow, but we would love it if you, like a few others have done this week, would maybe consider an early gift to give us a head start, that little boost up as we try to create this surprise vehicle repair matching fund for this year's 10 single parent families, these 10 single moms. And just as I was about to come back on the air here with that song ending, I look over and see that Rhonda gave $75 for Single Mom Saturday. Rhonda from Bloomer gave that gift in honor of her mother. And thank you so much, Rhonda, for that wonderful gift, that generous gift. And again, everything that's given even before this campaign starts just gets us on the way trying to, as we mentioned, be greedy for good. We want to see this fund grow as big as possible. Thanks to your generosity, but thanks most of all to the God who works in all of you to be generous, to dig deep, to give what you're able. And I think so many times we've seen this where people sometimes even give two or three times during the course of the week, and it's, what in the world? How does that happen? Well, it's God moving through people and saying, well, maybe you could do a little bit more. Maybe you could do a little bit more, knowing that he is the one who provides. He's the one who provides for these single mothers and their families, the ones that are part of this Single Mom Saturday event coming up, and all of the single parents around, all of those who are struggling one way or another, that he is the provider, and we trust him and we lean on him and we rest in him. And so we're thanking you in advance for what, Lord willing, you'll do in the coming week. But if you would be willing to give that extra boost, that jumpstart to the campaign, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page, Single Mom Saturday.
All right, the best of the week would boil a whole week's worth of programming, 5:30 to 9 in the morning, down to 2 minutes and 16 seconds. Sounds like this.
If you are typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year doing what? Yesterday, we heard from Rice Lake, Augusta, Fall Creek, Hallie, Cameron, Osseo, New Auburn, Menominee, Fairchild, Elk Mound, Tony, and Whitehall. No one got the right answer. It's not looking in a mirror, taking a shower, or bathing, grocery shopping, dreaming, video gaming, talking on the phone, getting an oil change, celebrating birthdays, texting, sitting stopped in traffic or at stoplights, sitting down to a meal, sitting in church, waiting on hold, exercising, doing dishes, brushing your teeth, reading your Bible, driving, peeing, calling into a radio show, or doing yard work. Those were all the guesses from yesterday. Hey, Keith, go ahead.
How about picking out clothes?
How about picking out clothes? If you're average, if you're typical, you'll spend about 150 hours a year picking out clothes. Our last guess of the day. And you got it!
You got it! Keith, way to go! Way to pick up on where Kathy set you up, dude.
Yes, it's not just getting dressed, it's picking out clothes. And again, the typical person spends 150 hours a year picking out clothes. If you're willing to follow Havlo's example, give a little more, give a little earlier, you could do that right now at wwib.com/singlemomsaturday. Trelina from Stanley said, hey, Havlo, I'm going to match that $250 that you are giving for Single Mom Saturday. So thank you so much, Trelina. And Julie from Rice Lake was driving, texted us on the WIB listener line. She's like, hey, you're $200 away from that little head start, that boost goal of getting to 1,000 before 9 a.m. this morning. She says, I will cover that remaining $200.
I imagine that you've heard something about the Savannah Guthrie story. There was a 7-minute message, I guess, she delivered. It may have been for her church in New York. Perhaps this is too dark a message to share on Easter morning, said Savannah. But I've long believed that we miss out on fully celebrating resurrection if we do not acknowledge the feelings of loss, pain, and yes, death. She says, it is the darkness that makes this morning's light so magnificent, so blindingly beautiful. It is all the brighter because it's so desperately needed. When we celebrate today, this is what we celebrate. And I celebrate too. I still believe. And so I say with conviction, happy Easter. I still believe. No matter what hardship and heartache and pain and unanswered questions. The best of the week on WWIB.
Well done, as always. Have a